impression of OCU Mayor going to do for your defensive line?
Well, we definitely expect to get more speed on the field and more pressure on the passer in passing situations, and it would just be good to have OC back. You know, OC plays the run well too. So, however he can help us, which he helped us before he was injured, we would welcome him.
He look like he's can help. Look like physically he's okay.
Yeah, OC looks good to me. Anytime 72 walks on the field for us, I mean he looks good. No matter if we give him 10 reps, 20 reps, or 30 reps, he looks good to me.
Having said that, are you worried about taking anything away from JPP, just given what a high level he's playing at right now?
No, JPP will play. I'm not worried about how many plays he'll play this week. We'll keep him on the field, one way or the other.
Will you guys try to get, you know, Tug, JPP, and OC on the field as much as possible, three of them?
You know, we don't really know right now. We're going to keep working. This has only been OC's, second day of practice. We'll see how he feels on Thursday. We'll formulate a plan. If we can get them all on the field, we'd love to have them on the field. But, you know, we just want to see how they work tomorrow also.
Last year you talked a lot about how much you missed having Matthias and what the sort of different dimension he adds to the defense. Given this year OC's missed so much time with injuries and different things, how much have you, you know, over the past few weeks just been, man, I really wish I had OC here? What if we could add OC in the mix here and there? Have you missed having him, I guess, as well?
I missed a lot of the dynamics that we had from a year ago. You know, you can be T2, John Goff, OC. You know, Tuck hasn't been with us all year. You know, there's a lot of our dynamics that were not present. So, that's been a missing link for us. And we've had to try to use interchangeable parts all year. And we're at the point right now where we're glad to have OC back, and we're glad that some of our guys are as healthy as they are right now, and we got a chance to win a division title.
Coach Hoffman told us that Jason Pierre-Paul played 100 snaps.
Yeah.
Did you? Why are you laughing?
No. No, go ahead.
Did you realize it as the game was going?
I started laughing because I said that to the guys on Monday. And I said, you guys probably didn't realize that. And JPP said, yeah, I did, Coach.
Did you notice any drop-off in his play? Did you see him sucking wind at any point?
You know what he told the players? He says, we're playing a lot of plays. Man, we got to win this game. So, I mean, hey, you know, JPP, he goes 120%. I don't know if he was counting the plays or not, but he realized that we were playing a lot of plays. I think the other guys, they didn't really realize it, okay? But he did mention it to somebody, and he just kept going, man. He was the Energizer Bunny that day.
Didn't you say you wanted to limit him to 45 a game?
I probably shouldn't make that statement, though. Can I erase that one? Yeah.
What impact did Tuck have on the defense?
Oh, wow. You saw the old Tuck. I mean, as Tuck goes, we go a lot of times, you know. And when you got both those guys playing well, and then if you can add Ocean to the mix, then we become a better defense, obviously.
You think his coming back and getting past the injuries had any effect on OC trying the same thing this week and maybe just elevating guys or trying to inspire them a little bit?
You know, probably, but, you know, OC's been trying to get back. I mean, he said a couple of weeks ago, hey, I think I'm getting better, and then it wasn't so. But I know that, you know, Tuck fighting through his injuries may have inspired him a little bit. I'm not sure. You have to ask the medical staff that.
When
OC's
in the game with JPP, would you move JPP to left end?
Would I move JPP? I don't know. I mean, I haven't made those decisions yet.
Are you keeping OC at right end, or could you move him to left end?
I haven't made those decisions yet. We're just going to let him play right now.
You have a bunch of guys who can play inside also, right? Yeah. I mean, JPP's played inside. Tuck's played inside. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is the versatility
that we were hoping for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the key to keeping Romo? I mean, the big thing is you want to keep him in the pocket. That's easier said than done. What's the key to kind of building that wall or that edge and maintaining that edge to keep him inside?
You know, we talk about the ends a lot. I think our tackles are really the key. You know, the guys like Chris Kenny and Linval Joseph getting that push in the middle, okay? I think that's really the key. And then for, you know, us not just running up the field on the guy, so that we create running lanes for him, because he is a good scrambler also. But I think the inside push is really, you know, what we need.
Do you think you have a lot better handle on what this defense is all about from the last time you played the Cowboys, that, you know, there were some breakdowns and things, that you think you're going to have a more cohesive product?
We plan on having a more cohesive product on Sunday night than we had the first time we played them. I think the Cowboys are a very talented football team. You know, they can buy time because they can block you and Romo can scramble and they can do a lot of things to hurt you and break down your coverages. I think that we're playing better than we've played, and I think our guys feel a lot more confident in some of the things that we're doing.
This might be apples and oranges, but how can you explain how well they played against the Jets as opposed to a couple weeks ago against the Cowboys? What was different?
I don't think there was really anything different. I think they had the same hunger and the same attitude. We had breakdowns. You know, we had a couple of breakdowns in the ball game, and we didn't have any breakdowns. You know, what 98 plays, I think, or 89 plays in the ball game. You know, why that occurs, how that occurs, you know, if I knew that beforehand, I would be a genius. But we just had breakdowns in the Cowboy ball game, and we were just on top of our game last Saturday. Hopefully we're on top of our ball game this Sunday.
Are there tells during the week that give you an indication or looking back and say, oh, you know what, maybe the guys didn't get this package or maybe Dallas did something that we weren't expecting. Was there anything in practice or anything like that that would explain what happened?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I said Prince only played, a handful of snaps against Jets. Was that more of their kind of personnel they were using or was it kind of...
we went with the three safeties and we went with the two corners in that particular ball game, and so that was just how we decided to play that particular week. You know, we'll probably change up this week. You know, Prince has had a very good week of practice this week, and so you may see more of him.
You weren't here in the 2007 season, but when the Giants used Tuck as a rusher up the middle in pass rush situations, was that one of the first times a team has taken an end? I mean, you see it all the time now, and your team does it. Was that the beginning of it, or had teams done it before that?
I wouldn't say that was the beginning. I mean, I think teams have done that before. You know, I think that he was just so effective at it that people took notice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and now it's a staple for not only this team, but other teams do it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Their ends inside.
You know, to try to create mismatches on guards or centers or what have you. So, especially in situations where you think you have a mismatch.